Amen.
Glory.
Good morning,
Hallelujah. Everyone.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God for everyone that's here, that's assembled here this morning.
Yeah.
I'm here before you just to give you some encouragement on God's word. And before we get started, I just have a little prayer, and I just want you to pray with me and for me.
Thank you, Lord.
Glorious Father, first of all, we thank you for the privilege of studying and gaining the knowledge of your word. For it is by your word that our lives are transformed so that we can have an impact on those we come in contact with every day. I ask that as your spirit leads and guides me today, that hearts and minds will be open to receive and you will get the glory and the honor that you deserve. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
We are going to go over a really important chapter, I think. It's a chapter that has so much in it. And I mean, you could be on this chapter for a year and not finish it. You can, because it's just so much to it. But I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians 13, which is page 1408 in your Voice Bible. Here are some other background scriptures that I want you to have. In your reading, it's going to be Psalm 103, verse 8, and that's page 701. 2 Peter 3 and 9, page 1511. Revelation 2, verse 3, page 1526. Okay. 1 John 4 and 8, page 1516. Luke 6 and 35, page 1249. Titus chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, page 1477. And what's the next one? Okay. And then there's 1 John 1 and 9, page 1513. And let me know if anybody needs any me to go over it again.
Was that Luke 16:35?
Luke 6:35.
Oh, Luke 6.
Yes, page 1249.
I'll type the scriptures in the chat box for everybody in a second.
Okay. So you have them all?
I do.
Elder? Okay.
Is that 2 Peter 3 and 9?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
15, what? Page 15.
11. Revelation. Okay.
1 Corinthians 13.
Yeah, that's page. And we're going to get started by going to 1 Corinthians 13, which is called the love chapter. I called it. I think that's what they call it, too, but I'm not going to read it all, but I'm going to read up to the part where I'm we'll be talking about. And that's going to be on page 1408.
What verse?
I'm going to be starting at verse 1 and ending probably with verse 4.
Okay.
Okay. If everybody has it, are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What if I speak in the most elegant languages of people or in the exotic languages of the heavenly messengers, but I live without love? Well, then, anything I say is like the clanging of brass or a crashing cymbal. What if I have the gift of prophecy and am blessed with knowledge and insight to all the mysteries? Or what if my faith is strong enough to scoop a mountain from its bedrock? Yet I live without love. If so, I am nothing. I could give all that I have to feed the poor. I could surrender my body to be burned as a martyr. But if I do not live in love, I gain nothing by my selfless acts. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love isn't envious, doesn't boast, brag, or strut about. There is no arrogance in love. And I'm going to stop there. What I'm going to talk to you about today is love is patient. Love is kind. Just what is patient love? Is it the kind of love a wife or a husband has for their spouse, for better or for worse? Is it the kind of love that you would exhibit toward a child, no matter how rebellious they are? Is it the kind of love that is displayed when somebody hurts you to the very core? Yes, patient love is all that, but it's so much more. We have a responsibility as God's children to do so much more. Patient love is persistence. Patient love also means choosing to love the other person even when it's not easy. I'll tell you, the last couple of weeks on my job have not been the very best. And there was one week in all my 25 years of working for Sentara, I have never, ever had a week like this. Ever in my, I mean, it was just a week where I was almost in despair. I didn't know what to do. I had so many phone calls coming in. I just didn't know what was going on. I needed God's help more than anything. I just was like, I was almost ready to just pull everything out the wall, go out, get in my car, drive away, and not come back. That is how I felt that day. And as I was going through that day, I said, Lord, you got to help me. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what to do. You got to help me with this thing. So as I calmed my mind down, as I got calmer about everything and settled my mind down, I thought about my supervisors, because they tell us if you need something to fall back on, let us know and we'll do what we can. At that time, I couldn't get to my supervisor and I couldn't get to anybody. So in the back of my mind, there was something I had, and I know that was the Holy Spirit. He told me, go in the paperwork you have and look up something. And it wasn't in the paperwork, but it was on my desktop that I forgot I had. And this very paragraph that I had helped me to help some people that I had no answers for at the time. And they were giving me grief. Okay. But I thank God that I took the time to just settle down. I took the time to be patient and just say, you know, Lord, help. And his Holy Spirit just worked through me. And the thing about that is you get a job. I remember 25 years ago, this job, I loved it too. My mother would always ask me, how's your job? I said, Mom, I love it. I said, I can't even explain to you how much I love it. But, you know, as years change, things get different and people change. You get new supervisors and things change. And now I don't love it so much. But anyway, I'm just saying that to say when you are patient and you allow God to work through you, so many things can happen for the better. When someone has wronged you, you can choose to love them or you can call it quits because you're tired, frustrated, or hurt. But that's not what we're called to do. We're called to commit ourselves to a type of love that isn't self-serving or short-sighted, but rather persistent and focused on the well-being of others. That is a love that is patient. when you learn to act kindly toward those, you are called to love regardless of the circumstances. And I had to look at it, you know, I had to love those people through. They were calling me because they were at their, they were at the, they were scared. They had, what is it in their voices? And you could feel it. And you could, you knew that they were at their wit's end too. So I was so glad that at least I had something that would give them comfort. Patient love requires both faith and humility. It requires that whenever things go differently, like it had for me, that we envision or wish, we believe that God is still going to work it out for our good. So, Sister Rebecca, it's going to work out for your good. It might not be what you envision right now. It's going to work out for your good. Amen?
Amen.
Ultimately, love is patient because God is patient. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. The eternal is compassionate and merciful. I'm doing it. This is the voice version now. When we cross all the lines, he's patient with us. When we struggle against him, he lovingly stays with us, changing, convicting, prodding. That's how God is. He's patient. So we have, are we not striving to be just like him?
Amen.
2 Peter 3:9 says, now the Lord is not slow about enacting his promise. Slow is how some people want to characterize it. No, he's not slow, but patient and merciful to you, not wanting anyone to be destroyed, but wanting everyone to turn away from following his own path and turn toward God. That's why I know my family members that are not saved, I'm still praying because I know God is patiently waiting on them. I ain't giving up. So any family members, anybody you know, don't ever give up because God is patient and he's waiting. He doesn't want anyone to perish. And this is what he's telling the church. He's talking to the church of Ephesus. And Revelations 2:3, he's saying, I know you are patiently enduring and holding firm on behalf of my name. You have not become faint. And you know, that's what we have to do today. We have to hold fast to his name. We have to be patient. Even in the climate that we're in, we have to be patient and hold fast to him and not become faint. Even when it looks like we want to, we got to keep holding on. Amen.
Amen.
Godly love and patient and a patient spirit go hand in hand. Patient endurance and long suffering, another word for patience, they're hallmarks of a loving character. Love melts away the impatience and frustration that can so often hinder us from dealing with others. I was frustrated that day. I was frustrated. And it was hindering me until I allowed the Lord to speak to me and tell me what I needed to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
God will speak.
Yes, he will. Love is kind. What is kind love? Is it the kind of love that encourages someone and gives them a word of encouragement when they're not feeling well or they're feeling down? Is it the kind of love that when you're in the store and the cash the person on the cash register has a problem and you just give them a kind word and let them know it's okay. I'm going to be right here. You're fine. Let them know it's okay. You're new. That's fine. It'll work out. I'm going to be patient and I'm going to wait on you. No problem. To give them that sense of calmness about what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the kind of love that just goes out and does a kindness, just a small kindness for someone? The other day in the store, I just happened to be getting groceries and I go over to the, I was getting some cucumbers. And while I was over there, you know, you grab your bags to get your vegetables to put in, right? So those bags are very hard to open. So what I do, what I found to work for me. They have water sprouting coming out of there. So I grab a little water and then I go and grab the bag and it opens it just like that. So as I was coming, I saw a man, he was standing there and I saw him fiddling with the bag and fiddling. And I was just getting something. He said, I've been trying to get this bag open for 20 minutes. I said, sir, really? I said, here, let me give you one. I said, how many you need? He said, give me another one. I said, here. I said, let me give you a rule of thumb. I said, when you come in here in the store, I said, go over to where the vegetables are. It's some water over there. I said, moisten your fingers a little bit. And I said, it'll work every time. He said, thank you, ma'am. He said, I never even knew that. Then this young man comes by and he says, wow. He said, I have not seen that in a long time. He said, you just showed a little common courtesy, a little kindness. And the man said, yeah, I was so happy she came my way. Just out of a little kindness. Is that what it's all about? Yes. And it's so much more again.
Did they hire you?
No. Living a life of love marked by kindness is one aspect of living in a way that pleases God. Real kindness is not a manipulative effort. It is not something to get. It's not doing something to get something in return. In Greek, kindness refers to divesting of oneself. It's the opposite of investing, because when you're investing, you get something in return. However, when you divest, you don't expect anything in return. God is love, and that means he is kind. God's love blesses us continually, and he still shows us kindness, even to those who refuse to love him back. 1 John 4:8 says, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Now, Luke 6:35. If you want to be extraordinary, love your enemies. Do good without restraint. Lend with abandon. And I looked at that word. I was like, lend with abandon. That means lend, expecting nothing in return. Just give. Give it out of your heart. Don't expect anything in return. Then you will receive the truly great reward. You will be children of the Most High. For God is kind to the ungrateful and to those who are wicked. Now, come on. God is kind to the ungrateful and to those who are wicked. So can we not be kind? I mean, he bestowed his kindness on us. According to Romans 2:4, God's kindness is meant to lead us to repentance. Repentance is birthed from the presence of God in the heart of an individual. People come to realize they need to repent, change their ways, as they meet the kindness of God on a daily basis. People realize their need to seek righteousness. Amen?
Amen.
Kindness is what we need, y'all. This world, we need it. It would be such a different place if we tried a little kindness instead of always wanting our way or the highway, seeking revenge, or forcing people to do things or see things our way, and punishing them when they don't. The next time you face a difficult situation, try pouring on just a little kindness. You might be surprised how the situation will turn out. We can all make a difference in the lives of others as we treat them the way God intends, the same way he's treating us, with loving kindness.
Yes.
Titus 3:4-5 says, but then something happened. God, our Savior, and his overpowering love and kindness for humankind entered our world.
Yes.
He came to save us. It's not that we earned it by doing good works or righteous deed. He came because he's merciful.
He's merciful.
Both love and patience are products of the Holy Spirit's presence in one's life. You can read about that in Galatians 5:22-23. Read about that when you get a chance. The word says that love is patient, love is kind. However, there is a lot of work behind it, a lot of responsibility on our part. We can find ourselves around people who don't make it easy to love them, especially in this climate. There's been so much hatred, evil words, all kinds of conflict going on as of late, especially among our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord have mercy. At a time when we should all be coming together in unity and peace, we have been divided just because of a difference of opinion. Let me tell you, me and my brother had a difference of opinion, and he, the opinion I had, he made it seem like I was being a hypocrite. And I was like, no way, Lord. What? And we do these, you know how you do your chats, and you, your family's in on it. So my sister texted him, and she said, no way. That's not what you're saying. And then my niece was like, Uncle Hawk, that's not Aunt D at all. You know, you got her all wrong. So, and it kind of hurt me because I was like, my brother should know me by now, but that's okay. So what I did was I said, okay, Lord, give me the words to say so my brother will know that it's you that's changed me. It's not anything about being a hypocrite. I tell you, y'all, he gave me the words to text back to him, and it was nothing he could say because I did it in love. I asked the Lord to give me the, I did it in love. I mean, I love my brother. I don't want any conflict. You know, he's my brother. I don't want no conflict with him. And when it came, my sister said, wow, she said, you really texted him back. She said, and he didn't have anything to say. And that was my point. I didn't want him to have anything to say. I didn't want it to be back and forth. I wanted to end it. And God helped me find the words to do that. And that's the kind of God we serve. And I mean, I'm just so grateful. And I love him so much for that. Because now, you know, it's no discord or nothing. My brother's my brother, and we're good. We must make a conscious decision that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are going to put into practice loving others as God commanded us to do. We were created in God's image and likeness, and the moment that we accepted his son Jesus as Lord and Savior, we began a new life. Mm-hmm. With that new life, there began a process where the Spirit of God begins to work on the inside of us, changing the way we think, changing the way we see things, heading us in the right direction. As we read and study God's word, it helps us to grow in relationship with him, and his love will compel us to be mindful of the things that we say and do, and then our desire will be just to please him. God had every right to turn his back on us, but he didn't. He showed the greatest love for us by sending his one and only son as a sacrifice to die for us. And that changed the course of our lives. Mm. We were set free from the guilt and the shame of sin. Amen.
Amen.
When we come to a place of weakness and we fall, what I love about our God is that he will not hold it against us. Because 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That means clean slate, y'all. Start from scratch. God gives us a do-over like it never happened. Aren't you glad about that? His love is patient and kind. What a loving, kind, patient, and awesome God we serve. May the Lord fill us with his love so that we might be more patient, more kind, and more forgiving people for his glory. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word.
Yes.
It's your word that gives us power and strength in times when we really need a spiritual boost.
Thank you.
We thank you for your loving kindness that you shower us with daily.
Thank you.
Help us to stay connected to you because you are our main power source. We thank you and we give you glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' name, Jesus. Amen.